Mr. Lee.
That is all I needed. I've been aware of her. I've read her book. I admired her from afar, and then we did want to just have a play date, and somehow ended up in all of this together. But it is because we do have a lot that's very different, but a lot in common, and I care very much about her and the story, and I believe very much in her voice, and was very, very nervous to get it right, but worked very, very hard to try, and so in the end, we've all at this table and others who are not represented here had a chance to learn a lot and get closer and grow, and so just the experience itself was something I'm so grateful for.
Question over there.
Thanks. Stephen Schaefer, here for the Boston Herald. I wanted to ask, Mayor, congratulations to everybody on a tremendous film. I wanted to ask Marianne Pearl how she feels being here and having this movie come out to tell this story to the world now. You know, what your emotions are about it, having gone through it and then relived it for the book. And for Angelina and Brad Pitt, I think this is the first time you're really making a joint appearance before the world press, and you're here in Cannes. Well, how do you feel about that?
Marianne, go first.
What is the question again? I feel my private emotions. I'm not going to display here the private. Obviously, it's I miss my husband, and it's emotional, and my son. There's a complex a range of emotions that are very personal. I'm going to explain here, but most importantly, I feel like my impression when I met Brad and Angie is that we were all doing, and then Michael obviously and Andrew and everybody here, is that everybody was doing this movie for the right reasons. So everybody was very, very much thinking of Danny. Everybody Adam also knows them all, and they've developed a relationship with him. I feel that. That's what I felt from the beginning, is that it's not about us. It's not about, making another movie, or it's not about being more famous or making more money or any of that. I think it's about a situation in the world that everybody's aware of. And in that respect, I decided to say yes for this movie for the same reason I wrote this book and for the same reason I keep doing journalism. Is that it? Yeah.
Right. Now the Brad and Angie thing.
Pass
on.
Right. I'll take the Brad and Angie thing. Truthfully, it doesn't feel much different for us because we usually got a camera following us around every day in some capacity. But it's not a conscious effort other than we're really happy to be here with this project and with everyone here on this dais and the other cast here. Great respect for this story and its place in the world and our friendship that is formed because of it. And the message is very important to us, and we think it stands on its own. So it's that's first and foremost in our minds.
Question here.
Jeffrey Wells from Michael Winterbottom. I'm familiar with, I think, all of your films. I've seen several of them. I think it can be fairly said, I think I know sort of what your signature style is as a filmmaker. And then suddenly I see this film today, and it's not just myself, but the it feels like a Michael Mann film. I mean this in a positive sense. So how do you...
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. But I'd like to have an idea of how the style is suddenly different. It's very tight. It feels very much like Heat, like The Insider. I mean, maybe you can just elaborate on it.
Well, it's very conscious effort to make a different style. I mean, we tried to just shoot the film very simply. We did most of the exterior stuff. We went to Pakistan and filmed there, and actually kind of filmed up, in the real locations. So the kind of hotel bar was the real place, the restaurant was the real place, and so on. And then we did all the interiors in a house in India. So we had like 5 weeks in India doing the interiors, I really just try to keep it as simple as possible and kind of match and kind of try and kind of recreate something of the atmosphere of how we imagine the house will be. So I think perhaps all you're saying is the story is perhaps more exciting or interesting than the usual film. that's not about me.
Question over there.
Janet Nunes from Box Office in Canada. I'd like to ask Angelina and Brad, being in Cannes, do you feel like under the microscope like 24/7? Because everything is so extreme here, like media and photographers, do you feel?
Is that exclusive to Cannes?
Yesterday we had a beautiful day with our kids, and we've all just simply been playing with our children for the last, you know, since the moment we landed, and we plan to go home to them as soon as we're done with this, and any chance we get. So it's also a beautiful place, and we have an opportunity to try to make it to enjoy it with our family and to enjoy it as friends, and support something and speak about something that we believe in. So it's all good, you know. It's all fair.
Someone described it as being a triumphant experience after all the hard work that goes into a film and coming here and getting to present it, that there's a real positive side to it. I think that's true. And especially dealing with this film where everyone involved, of course, felt great responsibility. Again, we're very happy that the film maintains the dignity of Mariam and Danny themselves. So.
Question over there.
Chris Perez, Bloomberg Television. Marianne, bonjour. We meet again. Angelina, there is an eerie likeness to you in this film. Beyond, in addition, of course, to the star power, it's an eerie likeness. How would it have been to make this film without Angelina? And my other question is, I was among the journalists who covered the Danny Pearl murder in Karachi. I was the one who asked that question in the film. It wasn't quite posed that way, and I wish perhaps maybe somebody more attractive, maybe Brad, who played me. But could you, have you maybe forgiven me for that question? It was a journalistic instinct that I regret, and could you forgive me now if you haven't yet?
I accept your apologies.
Thank you.
Question way over there.
Who's that feel for? I'm Sam Cleveland from news.com. Firstly, Marianne, I'm humbled by your loss. And secondly, Michael, I'm humbled by your talent. And thirdly, Angelina, I was hoping you'd characterize, you know, the film has a lot of gravity. And could you perhaps, the projects you, be it 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you had on your plate at that time, that you didn't do, a studio comedy, another thriller, the things you said no to take this part?
Honestly, when we really decided to do this, I was 6 months pregnant, sitting in Namibia, not thinking about working at all. So it wasn't anything like that. It was just simply, it came from a very organic place, as I think the best films do, which is really just, couldn't stop thinking about the story. Marianne wanted to see her again, wanted to talk to her, wanted to get to know her as a woman, and the film kind of came as very much a second thought, and then it was a challenge to do, and it was something that felt right because it just kept naturally coming together. And I think we all said through the whole thing, which was, if this doesn't fall together right, we drop it. If it's too important, we just drop it. At any point, if it's just not going to be right, and every single person had that feeling, and so somehow it just kept coming together okay, and we ended up doing it.
Question over there, then here, and then there. Okay.
O Globo Brasil, question to Mr. Brad Pitt. Yesterday, Variety from yesterday pointed to the huge number of actors that are working in the production field. I would like to know a little bit more about your experience on this field. What new approaches an actor can add to the production area?
We probably get in the way, but what I appreciate most, we get to be a part of projects that normally we wouldn't be right for on the old acting front. And stories like Marianne's story, which I was very taken with, and in fact taken with the moment it first appeared on CNN, and by their example of strength, and it was important to me to be a part of that, and through this, you know, through the producing conduit, we get to do that and take part in these kind of films and see them to the end and find the right people, like the cast you see here, like Michael Winterbottom. That's the producer's job here, make sure things stay on the rails, and it's a really interesting side to filmmaking itself, and you know, we don't have to be in front of the camera.
Question over there, then here, then there. Sir.
Hi guys, Jerry Venicoli with Extra United States.
Yes.
I had the unique opportunity to sit down with Judea and Ruth Pearl, Daniel's parents, before or right after the announcement of this film. And I just wanted to ask Angelina and Brad, from the acting point of view and from the producing point of view, what did it take to gain their confidence in order to have you make this beautiful film?
Not to say out of respect to them, it was more important that we hear their concerns, if concerns do exist, and that we honor the memory as they see fit. But it was a really wonderful sit down we had, and it wasn't about any kind of convincing. Again, as Andrew said earlier, if it all made sense and fell into place, then we would see this thing through. And it was our goal to see this thing through, because again, what it represents about journalism and our interconnectedness of people coming together and fighting hatred. And so there's certainly no coercion at any point in the process. And to my relief, and it all came together.
Madam?
Hi, congratulations first. This is Amir from Turkey. To Brad Pitt. In this booklet it says that film, which is The Road to Guantanamo, convinced Brad Pitt that Winterbottom should direct A Mighty Heart. How were you affected by this film? Could you talk a little about that? And to Angelina Jolie, how did you feel in that powerful scene when you learned that your husband is dead?
First of all, there's a lot of it. There's so much about Michael's work, the library of Michael's work that in our discussions here, especially Dee Dee and I here and with Angie, we really felt like he was the best storyteller for this one. He's a citizen of the world, a world traveler. He's worked in these areas. He focuses on these issues out of his own interest. And he's a funny man. Guantanamo, especially, it was going to be very difficult to really achieve some kind of love story if it's done in flashbacks, and to achieve that, it's got to be successfully created in whiffs and smells and instances. And there were moments that he did that in Guantanamo for me that really spoke to me when we focused on the boys in their normal habitat, their normal life, at a pizza parlor. And it through our discussions, we were able to see. Understand who they were at home without ever having to say it or play it out or make any kind of, I guess, grand punctuation. And this is another thing that I appreciate most about Michael's films is that, I mean, he follows the life. He doesn't create the life or set the life. It's a really raw approach to filmmaking, certainly on this one, that I think applied itself to the journalistic nature of this story.
Question over there, then question over here, and the mic comes forward.
Good afternoon, it's Baz Bamigod for the Daily Mail. What struck me forcibly was the sort of ensemble nature of the acting, actually. So I'd like to hear from Irfan and Archie, and Dan, you know, your performances, Danny Paul. Talk to me about your collaboration, how you worked together with Angelina and Michael, and how he directed you, because it struck me that it was sort of underplayed beautifully. So talk about the acting and the portrayal.
it's quite nervous when you're told, you know, given a script and there's so many facts and pieces of information that you have to remember, and then suddenly you're in a room and you just improvise. And I found, I don't know about you guys, but I was quite nervous about it. But it's a great feeling once you've done a scene. You don't, you know, sometimes you don't know what you're saying, and Michael's just behind you, filming every action, every movement. He could get into the toilet, I'm sure he'd tell me. But yeah, it was a good experience.
What I liked about Michael's work was he was never certain enough what to do. He was just following us. He did the classroom, and you know, he was letting us do whatever we want to do. And there was no restriction about the script, there was no marks, there was no block. It was just, you know, whatever impulse tells you, you go ahead. And most of the time we were shooting the whole scene in one go. There were no cuts. So it helped us somewhere to go through